Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
But now we see what's happening here. Jesus on his mission, he's getting to the end of his mission here. And now on verse 20, we see these Greeks are desiring to see Jesus. He says, "Sirs, we would see Jesus." What was happening here is that they were starting to come to Jesus, the Gentiles. You know, the Gentiles were starting to come to Jesus. And Jesus, so Jesus' disciples goes and say, "Hey, these Greeks want to see Jesus." You know, they don't have anything to do with, you know, the Gentiles here. It was only dealing with the Jews. You know, when Jesus sent them out by twos, he told them not to go to Samaria. That thing bothered them. I'm like, "Hey, why not?" But, you know, he had to deal with the Jews. So, but now the Greeks are coming to Jesus. They say, "Hey, the gods that we're worship, they're no good, they're dead, they're not alive, but this Jesus, there's something about this Jesus." So, but now they're coming to see Jesus. And I was a little confused about Jesus' response here in verse 23. He really didn't acknowledge them. He said, "The hour is come that the Son of Man should be glorified." Jesus had a glimpse at about what was about to happen for these Jews, for these Greeks coming to him. He knew that now, when he died, he was going to bear much fruit. You know, we all often love to talk about Jesus and his miracles, healing and, you know, raising the dead and all that stuff. But Jesus told us, believe it or not, he said, "Greater things than these that you shall do." And I'm like, "Wow, what greater things can we do than that?" But you know what those greater things are? We're going to talk about it. We're going to talk about what those greater things are. You know, if you look at verse 24, you know, how was Jesus to be glorified? Verse 24. Jesus was to be glorified by dying on the cross for the sins of the world. He says, "He who without sin died for the sins of the world." Here's something that's hard for us to grasp in our lives today in a worldly sense. Because listen to this. Jesus says this: "Whenever you think of something heavenly and compare it to earthly, it confines us." But listen to this. You know, it says, for us to Christians, we see things that are unseen. So the world said, "That's weird. How can you see something that's not there?" It also, we conquer by yielding. We find rest under a yoke. This is confusing. They can't understand that. How can we find rest under a yoke? Matthew chapter 11, verse 28 to 30. "Ye shall find rest. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy burdened, and I'll give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light." I tell you. So we find rest under a yoke. We reign by serving. What do you mean? If we're reigning, they should be serving us. But we reign by serving. We are made great by becoming little. This is confusing. It says we are made free by becoming bond slaves to Jesus. This is confusing. We triumph by defeat. We find victory and glorying in our infirmities. When I'm weak, then am I what? Strong, because it's Christ in you. This is confusing. But perhaps the most difficult thing of them all is that we live by dying.
Amen.
Wow. And this is what Jesus was talking about in verse 24. I want you to get this. He says, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone." Jesus was limited somewhat in his earthly form because wherever he went, he was just there. He didn't have that ominous presence there. So he said, "I must die that you may live."
Amen.
Think about it. I don't think if you ever take a single seed and never plant that in a ground and set it on a shelf somewhere, are you going to get something from that seed?
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's Word is life.